We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Cornerbacks coach Jamal Adai discusses Eastern Kentucky. Hear what he had to say coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Jamal, give us an assessment of the back end of the defense. That's what you're in charge of with right. This coordination. So what's it look like? You've sort of mix and match in some old guys, some new guys. What are your thoughts?
Well, you asked the question, and then you answered it for me, man. I mean, geez. But no, the truth of the matter is it's exactly what you said. A fair mixture of some guys that you consider them older, but really were young guys that we played early last year that got good experience and were able to show that they can compete and play at a high level, like Nick Troy and obviously Tyke Smith. And then you mix in some of the younger talent that has come along and shown the ability to help us out this season, like a Daryl Porter. And so you start to feel really good about things going into game one. Now, obviously, when I say really good about things, meaning the promise, right? We've got to continue to work, and we're not going to be necessarily where we want to be even in game one. But what we would hope is that the group would continue to grow throughout the season and turn it into what we think could be a really successful one.
Next question is from John Antonic. Go ahead, John.
I'm slow to the trigger on this unmute deal. Drayshon Miller, what has he done during camp that's caught your eye? And it seems like he's been a guy that's been pretty consistent for you throughout the camp. And what can he do this year?
Yeah, Dre has been the most consistent guy in camp throughout this fall camp. And it's been pretty cool to see because Dre come in as a guy who wasn't necessarily – that wasn't his strong suit, was his consistency. But he's done a really good job. I think over the year in which he sat and got a chance to really look back and sit back, sorry, and watch the game while having to deal with the knee injury last year, I thought that, you know, maybe in hindsight, maybe was probably one of the better things that has happened to Dre. Being that he was able to really advance himself and mature himself mentally while trying to rehab himself physically. And it shows now that he's back both physically and mentally, that he's primed and ready to have a good season. And I'm excited for him. I think anytime a young man works their butt off, especially in rehab. That's a tough deal, just being out of it. But then comes back better than they left. I think that's a pretty cool thing, and Dre's done that.
I want to ask you real quick. You like bigger guys, and he's got that size, I guess, that you're looking for in corners. Is that what fits your body type for players that you're looking for?
Yeah, so, I mean, every corner coach, every DB coach is going to tell you they want the tall, long kid. And quite frankly, we all do. I mean, that's huge, right, for us to be able to have the length. I think anytime you have length, if you lack something, whether it be, you know, being great at the line of scrimmage or even as you get, you know, downfield, maybe not great speed, it's still hard to get the ball in because there's obviously a large radius around them in which they're able to get to the football. And then when you have both, when you have that radius and that length, and then you also have the athletic ability, it lends to a pretty cool, complete athlete. And Dre is not necessarily that yet. I'd never coin any of my guys that, they know it, but it's very, very close to it.
So we heard Coach Leslie talk about it, but I was wondering, from your perspective, how has the kind of split of responsibilities gone so far between you and him, you know, in terms of game prep, coming up with a game plan and things like that?
It's been awesome. It's funny. Everybody's been asking, that's the million-dollar question, how you guys working together. We've been working together since last year and sharing the same ideas and sitting in the same meeting rooms and having the same discussions and agreeing to disagree. And at the end of the day, coming up with solutions that are best for the program and best for our defense. And nothing has changed there. He's been awesome to work with. I learned something every day working with him. Not only him, Jeff Koontz is a great defensive mind. Dante Wright's been a coordinator in his own right. We've got, obviously, Jeff Castile, the guy who brought me to this place, in the room. And so to say that it's going to be a dictatorship type situation or that it's just a two-headed horse, I think we'd be lying. But right now, I feel like we have a really good handle on how we're handling things, and just hoping to continue to grow as a group as we roll, just like we expect our kids to do.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, Nick Troy missed camp under understandable circumstances. How did you keep him up to speed emotionally and physically, and where does he stand right now on the field?
Yeah, so Nick Troy, the time in which he missed obviously was a necessity. You know, unfortunate situation, and the young man has done a really good job of handling himself and his business all throughout the situation. For us, we wanted to make sure that he was in a really good headspace. I think the most important part of an athlete is the mental, right? Once the mental's gone, the body just kind of follows. And so for us, we just wanted to make sure we rehabbed him more so on the mental piece and supported him throughout it all. And knowing that, when you give support, obviously that's part of the rehab. And then, obviously, coming back to what is the new normal. And so, you know, he did a really good job of compartmentalizing his feelings, still keeping football as part of his everyday regimen, still would work out, send us his film, send us his videos, you know, follow, obviously, any workout plan in which we gave him. And then we were on Zoom meetings anyway, so he didn't miss much in terms of our day-to-day in terms of install and whatnot. And he did a nice job coming along there too. But, you know, Nick's always been a really, really punctual guy. He's always been really sharp. He's always been about his business. And so I knew that if this were to happen to anyone and they'd be able to handle it and it, in a positive sense, it would be him. And he did so. He's done a good job.
Next question is from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So you took a couple of guys that have been corners not long ago, and Jay Favoris and Tay Mayo, and then moved them to safety. So the question is, does that say you feel you've got enough depth at corner that you don't have to have them there? And then what did you see out of those two that led you to believe that, hey, they could fit real well at safety?
You know, I think for many defensive back coaches, and I know for myself, you always, anytime you get a DB, you want to make him show you that he can't play corner or that he has a skill set that fits elsewhere. But obviously corner is a position in which you've got to have somewhat of a natural feel. And so we usually try the guys out there first. Both of those guys showed the ability to play corner, but also showed some physicality, showed, you know, the mental awareness, the savviness to play other positions. And so where we did have some growth at corner throughout camp, we thought that, you know, obviously those guys would be better suited at different positions. And quite frankly, both of them have done pretty well at those new spots. You know, Jaito's still learning the spear position, and so was Tay. Tay had one of the better plays I've seen in a really long time with the interception, in which he went head over heels. But it's just good to see him have some success, because early success is important for DBs, and we're hoping that both of them find a home where they are.
Next, we'll go to Kevin Kinder.
It's third down and 5. The ball's been spotted for the offense. From that point, can you take us a little bit through the process of what you hear on the headphones, what you and Jordan do to get your calls, you know, decided upon and then relayed onto the field?
Right. So Jordan and I will meet and sit together and talk those things through before they happen. It won't be a game day conversation. You know, that's where you sit down and you say, okay, listen, you paint the scenario just like you did. And you have basically an action sheet that says, hey, this is what we want to do in these certain scenarios. And, you know, you shoot from the hip at that point. And so, you know, again, that's a conversation that will be had earlier throughout the week, in which, you know, obviously I'll express what I like. But not only me, like I said, the entire staff will somewhat come together on that. And then by the time we get to game day, with Jordan calling it, it would obviously be him just to know what I want in those situations. You know, we've done a few mock games and mock practices where we've had some fun, and you don't want to hear what's on those headsets. That's not what you want me to go through right now.
Next, we'll go to Cody Nesper.
So a guy we have heard a lot about in the training camp reports is Daryl Porter Jr. And he's a guy that doesn't have the size and the length like you were talking about earlier. Are you as high on him as Coach Brown seems to be, and what have you seen out of him in general?
You know, I am. Daryl's, he's done what every DB should do, and that's go get the football. He's been able to get his hands on a few balls. But I think the most important thing, really the most impressive thing about Daryl is his ability to respond. There was a time or two as a young corner where you're going to give one up, and every time that's ever happened to him, he's always shown back up on the next play. And really, really hammered it home and changed his best and really got back to basics. And so that's good to see, because the never too high, never too low type mindset is what you want as a corner, and especially as a corner's coach. And so he's been able to do that. He comes from great pedigree in his dad, who's obviously a former NFL player and a current coach down in Florida where he played high school ball. And so he has a base that he come with, and then obviously just teaching him the scheme and cleaning some things up here and there, and he's shown his ability to help us, and as long as he continues to grow, he'll do so.
Back to Sean Manning. Go ahead, Sean.
You mentioned Coach Castile, and I know you guys were in a similar situation at Arizona, but what's it like with the dynamic of being coached by someone and now being colleagues? That has to be a unique situation.
It is. It's actually been a real, I don't even know if like humbling is the right word, but it's been cool to like turn around and see Coach Castile in there and still be able to pick his brain about some things. And Lord knows I owe him a lot from my first job to my first start to a lot of firsts come from that guy. And so I guess just the just having him there is a comfort in itself. But then also the football coach. We all know that he's done some really brilliant things here and at other places. And so anytime you can bring that type of knowledge into a room, it's obviously helpful. And it's been awesome. It's been really cool to have him.
Next question from Joe Mercado. Go ahead, Joe. Hey,
Jamal. How has Alonzo used this past year to get better, and how has he fit in over the last year?
Yeah, so Alonzo spent the last year on a scout team and really playing everybody's best defensive back, rover, player, whatever it was. And I think that's really good teaching, just allows him to get beat up by some of the guys that are playing in our premier team and really just showing that really he belonged. And I think he earned a lot of respect going down there and sort of, you know, giving a look, but really doing an elite job at it. And that's the one thing that we ask, no matter what the job is that we ask you to do, do it to the best of your ability. I think Zoe went down last year on scout team and was able to do so. I do know he also comes from a situation in which it wasn't as advantaged as this one. And so he has a bit of a gratefulness that maybe some other guys may not have, or a bit of a appreciation that maybe some guys may take this for granted. And so, You know, he's come with a different hunger. I've been excited to see him work, try to stay out of his way. Coach Wright's done a heck of a job with him. And I treat him like my own kid. I try not to coach him because I know I can probably be a little bit harder on my own than I would be on anyone else. But Zoe's done a really good job in learning the defense and really honing in on what he is that he does well and what he doesn't do well. And I think that's important as a player is to know both, and he's done a good job of that.
Just hit on a mute. I got to get faster to the trigger. Just curious, you're responsible for the two guys from Arizona, mm-hmm. Turner and Fields. Mm-hmm. You know them probably better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Just give us an idea of your thoughts on them. From what I've seen, both look like very good players, active. What do you see from them? How will they fit with this defense?
Yeah, so I recruited both when they were obviously freshmen, bringing them into the college fold, and they were both really dynamic young players. There's been a few years in between, and so obviously there's some maturation in between. So they actually have turned into, even probably more elite players than I would have thought at that point in time. They both had what I would call productive careers at Arizona. And we're just looking for a new start. Obviously, prior relationship is there. We have conversation and recruit them here to come play football for us. Both of them have skill sets that are unique to themselves. Scotty Young is a really, really aggressive safety, loves to hit, really physical, was known as a leader at the last place, and we'd like to hope he brings some of that here. Obviously new and trying to find his way right now. That may not be the case, but as he goes, I think some of that will come naturally. And then Tony Fields is just a guy who's made a bunch of plays, a bunch of tackles. He's extremely athletic, shows up at the ball with bad intentions, and we're excited to have him in the middle of the field as well.
Fields, a possible NFL-type guy. I've seen him on some watch lists, that type of thing. And it increases the athleticism at your linebacker position too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we like playing behind those guys. We like playing behind guys that can run. Right. That way it doesn't get to us. So pretty exciting.
And that was Jamal Adai. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.